we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Trouble from the Kickoff.
Now, you've got my message from Mr. Sinclair when he comes in.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, you're Mr. Whittaker, chairman of the Rovers, and you'll have 4 or 5 bob tickets for the cup tie next week against Chelsea, but he's not got to tell anybody you've done him a favour, because if the supporters' club found out, they'd string you up in the goal mouth for your braces.
You have been listening to Gabbling Alfie, the talking duck.
You know, you're lucky to be getting these tickets so easily, you know. Most people are having to queue up at the ground for them tomorrow morning.
Oh, we're very lucky then.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, some men queue up all night, to be sure, and getting tickets, yes.
Oh, well, Grandad couldn't do that in this weather. He'd get icicles on his sporran.
Oh, get on with you. Well, I must be off now.
I'll see you to the door, Mr. Whittaker. Alfie, you carry on setting that fire.
All right, Jimmy. Cheerio, Mr. Whittaker.
Cheerio. Yes, you could do with a fire in that front room, Jimmy. You know, it's a bit nippy in there.
Oh, we always have a fire in there when Alfie comes round to snog with our Susan. But I think Grandad's getting a bit fed up with it.
Oh, how do you mean?
He's told Alfie he's either got to propose marriage or start bringing his own coal.
My word, you're a real little comedian, and no mistake, aren't you? Yes, well, I'll be seeing you then, Jimmy, and look after those tickets now, won't you?
I will, Mr. Whittaker. Ta-ra! Up the Rovers!
Jimmy, who was that who called while I was upstairs?
Oh, Mr. Whittaker from the Rovers Football Club. He called to see Grandad about the cup tie tickets.
Well, I hope you don't start any trouble with Ozzy at the match. Not with his dad there as well.
Oh, Ozzy's not going. Mr. Higginbottom said he could only afford the price of one ticket, so he tossed Ozzy for who should go, and Ozzy lost.
Oh, that was hard luck on Ozzy.
You're not kidding. The 5 bob for the ticket came out of his piggy bank.
Really, you and your stories. Are you ready to go out, Susan?
Yes, here I am, Mother.
Oh, there you are.
Mum, look at her tripping downstairs in a fur hat, fur gloves and high boots. She looks like a Russian.
What was that?
You've heard of Ivan the Terrible. Now meet Susan the Horrible.
Oh, shut up. Mother, I'd better say bye-bye to Alfie.
Here I am, Susan. You won't be long, will you, because the dance starts at 7:30.
Oh, don't worry, Alfie. We won't be long at the shops. Well, bye-bye.
Well, cheerio, Susan. You're going. Yeah. Cheerio.
Mum, let's turn his back, sir. I think he wants to give her a plonker.
Oh, come on, Mother. Won't be long, Alfie.
Right, I'm off, Jimmy. You'll get that fire lit in the front room, won't you?
Yes, Mum. Alfie and me have started on it.
Good. See you later, you two.
Bye-bye, Missy Clitheroe.
Right, Alfie, come on. If we hurry, we can just get that fire lit before Jukebox Jury starts.
Ah, right, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm glad we got them tickets. I'm looking forward to the game. Hey, that reminds me, I'm going to see if I can find me rattle when I get home.
You don't need to take a rattle. You can make the same noise shaking your head about.
You'll be making a noise in a minute when I thump you.
Look, let's get this fire going. Have you put all that waste paper on?
No, there's still them old envelopes on the table.
Right, here you are, bung them on, that's it. Now, chuck the coal on top.
No, wait a minute, Jimmy.
Oh, give the shovel to me. That's it. Now, put a match to it.
Just a minute, Jimmy, I'm looking for something.
Oh, where's the matches? Oh, here we are. That's it. Look, it's burning up like mad.
Ah, but I told you to burn up quick if you put a spoonful of sugar on it.
Spoonful? I used a whole packet. Now, what are you looking for?
Them cup tie tickets Mr. Whittaker brought. Have you got them, Jimmy?
Of course I haven't. You remember, you took them off him and you put them on the table. That's right, on top of those envelopes. We've just thrown on the... Get a bucket of water. Send for the fire brigade.
What do you want the fire brigade for?
To put this fire out, you big soft taper.
You what? We've only just lit the thing. Now, if I put them tickets on top of those old envelopes we threw on the fire, then they must... Oh, like... Oh. Your granddad's 4 tickets have gone up in smoke.
And so will my sit-upon when he gets to work on it. This is all your fault.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You're not blaming me. You gave me the envelopes.
It was you who threw them on the fire. Well, it was nice knowing you, Alfie. I'll see you get a smashing wreath.
Oh, look, will you stop being funny and think of something?
Look, what can we do? The only chance of getting tickets now is at the ground tomorrow. course, that's it. Listen, after you've brought Aunt Susan home from the dance tonight, you hide in the bushes till I bring all your equipment out.
What equipment?
One camp stool, one blanket, and a hot water bottle. You're going camping tonight, Alfie Hall, at the football ground.
I'm frozen stiff.
Here, put this hot water bottle under your coat. If you still feel cold, set fire to your pullover.
I've been waiting here for ages. Where have you been?
I had to wait till our Susan went to bed. She was 20 minutes in the bathroom, plastering a mug with beauty treatment. Just to look nice for you.
You are?
She does it every night. Cold cream, hot cream, vanishing cream. All that cream just for a clot like you.
Oh, look, this is crazy. I don't want to queue up all night.
Listen, I'll bet if Grandad were younger, he'd do it like a shot.
Would he?
Yeah. Mam told me he once grew a vegetable marrow for a competition. And on the wireless, the night before the competition, they said there was going to be frost. So to stop the marrow from being damaged, he slept with it next to him in the garden all night.
Did he?
Yeah. And in the morning, that's how they found him. Frozen to the marrow. Alfie Hall, you are a big twit.
Oh, look, I've said I'm sorry, Jimmy.
I get to the ground at 10:30 and what do I find? The pay box is closed, the tickets all gone and you fast asleep in the player's entrance.
I couldn't keep awake. I tried everything, singing, running about, saying poetry. When the policeman came, I even offered to take his dog for a walk.
What happened?
He growled at me and showed his teeth.
That's a funny thing for a policeman to do.
Oh, it scared me. No, his dog did that.
Oh, the policeman just bit you.
Yeah, you're sure of. I'm sorry I didn't get the tickets, but I still don't like this idea.
Look, you know what they told us at the ground? We'll have to try the spivs in the Rose and Crown.
Oh, but I don't like going in pubs. I get all flustered and barmaids laugh at me.
Look, all you've got to do is to walk in calmly, go straight up to the bar, slap your money down and say, I want 4 cup-tie tickets and no funny business. You go and find the spivs while I wait outside here.
Oh, all right. But perhaps I'm worrying for nothing.
There's your change and good health. Now then, sir, what do you want?
Yeah, I want 4 or 5 Bob Cup tickets.
This is a pub, mate. Isn't there something else you want?
Yes, no funny business.
Are you looking for trouble?
No, not with you. But I mean, you're no lady. Barmaid. Oh, look, I'll start again. Are you a spiv?
Oh, I get it now. Well, if you go out the way you're coming into the other bar, you'll find them there. There's Black Market Dan, Fiddling Fred and Laddie the Layabout.
Oh, that's all very interesting, but where do I find the spivs?
They're the spivs. And they never do business unless you buy them drinks. Large scotches.
Right, well, are they as dear as whiskey?
What monastery have you just escaped from? Look, out through that door again and you'll find them in the other bar.
Well, I know them.
Just walk in and ask the time. One of them has a bicycle chain dangling from his wrist.
Well, I give up. You're having me on, aren't you? But anyway, I'll go and try.
And the best of British luck, mate.
Oh, there you are. That didn't take long. Come on, then, let's be off.
Yeah, right, I'm coming, Jimmy. Oh, wait a minute, though. I can't leave here yet.
Look, we've got to get them tickets back home before Grandad gets suspicious. Are you coming or not?
Oh, I'm stopping here.
What for?
To get the tickets. I haven't got them yet.
Well, what have you come out of the pub for?
So I can go in again.
Eh? Oh, I've got it. You've had half a shandy and it's making you talk daft.
No, I haven't. I always talk daft. I mean... Look, I can't explain now. I'm going in this other bar. Yeah, anyway, I won't be a minute. All I've got to do is find Larry the Layabout with his black fiddle. No, that's not right.
Oh, hurry up and get in there. Look, Mr. Higginbottom's coming up the road.
Ooh, aye, so he is. Ain't he tall? Looks like a walking lamppost.
Yeah, and when he gets here, it won't be long before he's lit up. Now, hurry up. I'll keep him talking.
Oh, all right, Jimmy. Just give me a couple of minutes.
It's you, Clitheroe. What are you doing standing outside a pub?
Waiting till I'm 18.
Oh, hello. More of your daft jokes.
Didn't I just see you talking to that nit Alfie Hall?
Oh, did you? Well, I was hoping you wouldn't see him. He's on the bottle again.
Is he? From the way he behaves, it must be a baby's feeding bottle. What's he doing?
I've told you. He's a secret boozer who can't give it up.
Look, if you don't tell me the truth, I'll have a word with your granddad about this.
Oh, you mustn't tell me, granddad. It's not my fault if Alfie didn't get the ticket. Got drunk at the football match.
Tickets? Football, Grant? Has this got anything to do with the cup tie we're all going to?
Well, look, I'll tell you the truth. Alfie and me burned the tickets Mr. Whittaker brought round.
Oh, no.
And Alfie queued up all last night for some more, but he didn't get any. He fell asleep.
What?
Yeah, he's in there trying to buy some off the spivs.
Of all the tales I've ever heard, I don't know whether to have a good laugh or give you a good thumping.
You won't tell me Grandad about this, will you?
Of course I won't.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, you are human after all.
I've no need to tell him. He's waiting for me in that bar Alfie's just gone into.
What?
Alfie, come into that bar.
Hey, fancy you being in there, Mr. Sinclair. I didn't know you were one of the spivs. I mean, I didn't recognise you without your bicycle chain, your kilt on.
Peter, do you know what these two have been up to?
I got the truth out of Alfie, and I'm looking after the tickets he just bought for 10 bob each.
We've got some tickets? Oh, good.
Here. I've already paid 5 bob in this swindle. I'm not forking out another 10.
It's all right. I paid half myself because of Jimmy. Alfie's insisted on paying the other pound.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
I'm glad you think so. You're going to pay my pound back to me. 2 bob a week out of your pocket money.
What? But, Grandad, I'm Jim, your grandson who loves you.
Now, that'll be enough of that, and don't argue with me. I'm in a very, very bad mood, and to think I only came in here for a nice, wee, quiet drink.
Well, there's a moral there, Grandad. Don't drink, it makes you bad-tempered.
Jim and Grandad are nearly ready.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Jim is in here with Mother.
Hello, Alfie. Well, you're certainly dressed for the cold, aren't you?
Well, he needs to be, going to a football match on a day like this.
You'd think he was going up Mount Everest. Sheepskin coat, balaclava hat, wool-lined boots. From the back, you look like Sir Edmund Hillary. From the front, you look like Yogi Bear.
I wore these really to save a row. You see, my mum said it was too cold to watch football. My dad said it was all right if I kept warm. She said he was callous, and he said I was too collywobbled. She started to cry. He started to shout, gave me his balaclava and told me to wrap up and my mum to belt up. What are you wearing, Jim?
Earplugs, if you're coming.
You'll wrap up warmly and take a rug.
A rug?
Yes.
We haven't got seats, Mum. We're standing. Unless I'm behind a big un, then I'll be sitting on Alfie's shoulders.
Well, if we get there early, we can sit in the front, and then you'll need a rug to keep the cold off you.
Well, I agree with your mother, Alfie. I think you're all mad to go in this weather, especially Father.
Oh, Mr. Sinclair ought to keep warm.
Oh, he'll be all right. He'll be wearing his fur-lined kilt.
Fur-lined kilt?
Yeah, then he can do an impersonation of Ken Dodd.
What do you mean?
When he sits down, he'll say, "First of all, I would like to say how tickled I am."
Oh, funny boy. Don't believe him, Alfie.
Oh, I don't. If Mr. Sinclair wore his kilt, his knees would freeze.
No, they won't. Every winter, we have his legs lagged.
Oh, you two are wasting your time. He's got an answer for everything. Oh, Susan, would you fill the flask with tea? The kettle should be boiling now, love.
Righto, Mother. I'll make a special flask for Jimmy with the washing up water.
The way you make tea, I'd never noticed the difference.
What's all the shouting for? You're not at the match yet.
Well, we'll need some practice if we're going to wake up that centre-forward of ours, Clumsy Carter.
Is that what they call him, Clumsy Carter?
Yeah, every time they give him a pass, he falls over his own feet. The other side don't have to beat him. He does it himself.
Don't exaggerate.
You what? The other week he tripped himself up that much, the referee took his name for dirty play.
Don't talk soft.
Look, he's taken 3 penalties this season and he hasn't hit the ball, never mind the net. The first time his boot flew off and hit the photographer. The second time he kicked the ground and the third time he missed the ball and kicked the referee.
Oh, I don't believe a word of it.
Hey, shall I answer the door, Mrs.
Clitheroe? Oh, yes, thank you very much, Alfie.
It'll be Higginbotham, I expect.
I'm telling you, ma'am, they can't get rid of Clumsy Carter. They had to take him off the transfer list, because that's all anybody offered for him.
Offered what for him?
A package of transfers.
Come here, Mr. Higginbotham, we're all ready.
Ready for what? A trip to the North Pole? Oh, hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. Peter.
Aye.
Oh, come on in, Mr. Higginbotham.
I wondered who was letting me in.
Yeah, the way you knew it was me.
No, I thought it was Nanook of the North.
No, don't you start on him, Mr. Higginbotham.
Have you got the taxi with you, Higgy?
Yes, outside.
Oh, are we going to be taxi?
Well, we are, but in that get-up, you'd better phone for a team of huskies. Mush.
I've put the flask of tea in here with the sandwiches.
Oh, thanks, love. You better take charge of it, Father.
Right, yeah, my dear. Oh, Higgy, I've got a wee drop of the hard stuff to warm us up at half-time.
Oh, good. You can't beat lubricating the old tonsils if you're going to do a bit of shouting.
Your voice doesn't need any lubricating.
No, they don't call him Foghorn Fred for nothing.
Hey, that's a good one.
What's the joke?
Nothing is. But there's no joke, Fred.
What?
Mr. Foghorn.
What?
The bottom.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, he doesn't have to try. He was born like that.
Well, now, come on now, let's get going. We want to be on the ground early.
Oh, you're right, because I've got to find somewhere to park the taxi.
Well, we don't want to be standing outside the ground for long in this kind of weather.
Look, I'll be as quick as I can, so when we arrive, you go in that snack bar opposite the main gates and wait for me.
All right, and we'll have a wee cup of tea.
Mr. Higginbotham, last time I went, I noticed a parking spot just behind the cafe. Nobody seems to notice it.
Maybe you're not allowed to park there.
You are. A car went in, just as we were walking on the ground.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Right. Have we got everything?
Yeah. Food, drink, rattle, pea-shooter.
Pea-shooter?
Yeah. In case we want Clumsy Carter to jump up and head a ball.
Granddad's getting you a cup of tea, so be satisfied.
But I want a hamburger.
He said you're not having anything more to eat. Anyhow, they don't sell them here.
Well, there's a hamburger stand outside near the turnstiles.
I'm not going out. If you want one, go yourself.
All right, I will. Although I haven't got quite enough money. Would you make it up to a shilling?
Oh, all right. Yeah, how much do you want to make the shilling?
11 pence halfpenny.
Oh, hello there, me lucky lads. Are you going to the match then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see. Have you got tickets?
But yes, thank you. We've got them. Oh. Well, we haven't got them. He's got them. Not him here. Him over there, his granddad.
Come again, lad.
Well, Jim's granddad's over there. He's getting some tea. He's got 4. Yeah, tickets, not tea, I mean.
You asked for it, mister.
Yeah, I'll get you. The old gent over there, he's got 4 tickets, has he?
Ah, that's right. 4 tickets, but only 3 cups of tea, because we're not all here.
You speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. I hope the old gentleman's got him in a safe place. You know, I mean, not in his back pocket, at his outside pocket. Like,
oh,
you know.
No, he's got them in the inside pocket of his jacket.
Oh, has he? Yeah, well, that's very sensible, like, isn't it? Yeah. Well, ta-ra, lads, then, and enjoy the game, if you see it.
Hey, what a funny fella. He comes up, says hello, and walks away laughing.
What's funny about that? Everybody laughs when they walk away from you.
There'll be one who'll be crying sitting next to me in a minute.
Hey, he's just bumped into me granddad and spilt your tea.
Would you look where you're going?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief.
Well, how do you know it's my tea he spilt?
Because mine's the full one.
Oh, I think... Hey, cut it out.
You've spilt the tea all over my coat.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Jockey. Let me wipe it off.
Look, just leave me alone. Now, get off my jacket.
Well, I'm just trying to help, you know.
Well, I can manage myself.
Yeah, okay, Chief. Yeah, well, don't get airy-edged. Yeah, here's a tanner for the tea.
It's all right, then. You didn't spill very much.
Yeah, Roger, Wack. Well, then the next time we meet, I'll buy haggis.
Yeah, your granddad doesn't half look mad. I thought he was going to chuck a cup of tea over that bloke.
What, at 6 pence a cup? We'll never get that mad.
Did you see that fool who bumped into me?
Yeah, he was over here talking to us.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom's arrived. He must have found a junkyard to park his old crock.
Did you hear what he said about a haggis?
Well, are we all set then?
No, we're not.
Hello, what's up with you? Have they made you pay for the tea?
Look, cut out the comedy. We'll go as soon as I've drunk my tea and not before.
Now, just a minute. If you want to stay here, you can, but I'm going in now. Just hand over my ticket.
All right, then, I'll give you your ticket. Here you... Well, that's funny. Where are they?
What?
The tickets. They've gone.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you've lost them.
Well, I had them when I came in here.
That's right. You took them out to check the numbers and put them back in your inside pocket. Oh, heck.
That bloke had bumped into me. He stole them.
I said he was a funny bloke.
You're a right mug, Peter.
But it was so quick he didn't touch me for more than a few seconds.
Ah, well, he knew they were in your inside pocket, didn't he?
How?
Well, Jimmy told me. Oh, me folks!
I told Alfie the man must have known.
Pete, this little brat's been up to something.
We'll find out later. Right now, we've got to get after these tickets or we'll miss the match.
Oh, no, we won't. If we don't catch him, those tickets people are going to catch you for about £4.
What? Me pay a pound for a ticket?
You lost them. You replace them.
Oh, come on, then.
Grandad, me and Alfie will wait for you near the turnstiles.
All right, then. But don't go away.
Don't worry, we'll stay near the hamburger stand until you get back, or Alfie's money runs out.
Yeah. Now, look, you can have one hamburger and no more. Oh, there you are. And you're getting no more. That's 4 hamburgers you've had.
Well, waiting around in this cold weather, you've got to eat to keep warm.
Well, and the way you're stuffing, you're ready to burst into flames.
Do you begrudge by me a hamburger? I've a good mind to refuse it.
Ah, well, go on then.
No, I've licked this. I'll refuse the next one.
Yeah, there'll be no next one. You told me you wanted a hamburger. You didn't say I got to make a takeover bid for his stall.
Jokes as well. You ought to be on workers' playtime during a strike. They'd be glad to go back.
Look, eat your hamburger and shut up.
Hey, look over there, quick. See the bloke talking to Mr. Whittaker?
Where?
There, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, yeah, he's the fellow who came with the tickets. He's the director of Rovers.
The fellow who robbed Grandad.
Oh, no, it wasn't Mr. Whittaker, but he looked more like the other bloke there, the one who's brushing Mr. Whittaker's coat with his hands.
That's who I mean.
Ah, but it was Mr. Whittaker who brought the tickets.
Never mind. It's coming this way. Quick, buy a bottle of lemonade.
Yeah, now, look, I bought enough stuff
to... It's to hit him with. I'll tell him his shoe is undone, and when he bends down, clout him.
I'm not hitting Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, don't some mothers have him. I mean, hit the thief. He's coming. Quick, get the bottle. But don't hit him too hard.
You mean it might hurt him?
Never mind him. I don't want you to break the bottle. I want the threepence that's on it.
Well, Jim, lad, I must say I'm very grateful. I thought I'd lost my wallet for good, you know.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Whittaker. Anytime you want a thief catching, just send for Bronco Jim. The sheriff who always gets his man.
Yes, well, I remember, sheriff. Oh, well, here's your friend Alfie, then.
Oh, my dopey deputy. How's your eye now, Gabby Hall?
It feels a bit better, but it's going black, and the trainer said it'll keep throbbing till it goes down. But it's just swollen. There's nothing in it.
It didn't mean your eye, it meant your head.
Now, look, you've caused enough trouble.
Don't blame me. I planned the attack, Mr. Whittaker. Got the thief to bend down to fasten his shoe so Alfie could belt him with the bottle, but the clothead missed the bloke, hit the hamburger stand, and the bottle bounced back in his own eye. If I hadn't thrown me hamburger in the bloke's face, Alfie would have had his chips.
You mean you knocked him out with the hamburger?
No, while he was wiping the onions out of his eyes, Alfie had time to take a second swipe with the bottle.
I see. Well, I'm very grateful anyway. Well, I must go in the ground now, so you find the others, will you, and take them in with that car. There you are.
Right, Mr. Whittaker. Thanks very much.
Not at all. That's all right. Well, bye-bye, lads, and I hope you enjoy the game.
What were all that?
I told him how Grandad lost the ticket, so he's invited us all into the director's box.
Ooh, that's smashing.
Come on, let's find Grandad and Mr. Higginbottom. Keep your eye open. The good one.
Right, yeah, you two. Come with me. Higginbottom's waiting for us.
Oh, Grandad, you've got a clever grandson. You have. We're going to the match after all.
I know we are. I've just bought the tickets.
Yes, well, we needn't worry. You what?
I bought 4 or 5 bob tickets for £1 each.
Well, you daft old Grandad.
What?
I mean, we don't need them. Mr. Whittaker's given me a free pass to the director's box for the 4 of us.
Oh, no, and I've wasted £4.
Well, you shouldn't have been so quick. Or you should have been a bit quicker when that thief was emptying all your pockets.
He didn't empty all my pockets. It was all done in a second, as though he'd seen me put the tickets there. Hey, wait a minute. Alfie, what did you say before about him knowing which pocket the tickets were in?
Well, I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't tell you who told him. Jimmy told him. Nobody told him. But he guessed when Jimmy told...
Alfie, go and jam your head in the turnstiles.
I thought that was it.
Grandad, don't lose your temper before the kick-off, or you won't enjoy the game. You can sell your tickets to some other mug, a man.
Oh, no, I can't. But you can. Give me that free pass.
Yes, Grandad.
Now, you've got 10 minutes before the match starts, so if you want to claim your seat in the director's box... Start selling.
But, Grandad...
Wait here, Alfie, till I get Higginbottom.
Yeah, right, Mr. Sinclair. I'm sorry, Jim.
Sorry, you blabbermouth. Here, you're selling 2 of these, and you better be quick if you want to see the game, or I'll buy another bottle of lemonade and do an encore on your other eye.
All right.
Get cracking. This way for your tickets. Get your tickets here for the match of the year.
Tickets for sale. Get your tickets. Lovely tickets. Only 2 left.
I'll buy those 2 off you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Get your ticket here.
Yes, old man, Jim.
Good lad. Give us the £2.
£2? Don't be daft. The 5 shilling tickets. I sold them for 10 bob.
10 bob? Oh, don't some spiv's mothers have them.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Mr. Whittaker and the Spiv, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Joe Gladwin as the barman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Tell you I got in all right. It was a great match. Well, you can tell Alfie got so excited when we scored, he stuffed his rattle in his mouth and waved his ham sandwich. The match was a draw and we all had a smashing day, except Mr. Higginbottom. When he came out, he was pinched for parking. It seems the space I told him about was reserved for the mayor's car. I only got his hands off my throat by telling him I'd fix the tickets for the replay. Now the only problem is to get 4 tickets. So I've told Alfie to have a lie in tomorrow. Well, I don't want him falling asleep again when he queues up all night on Wednesday. Ta-ra!